Lisa Hamler-Fugit with the Ohio Association of Food Banks says it's estimated more than half of Americans live paycheck to paycheck.
So the idea that they could stockpile 2 weeks' worth of food is just unheard of.
And 9 of the 10 most common jobs in Ohio, employing 1.2 million people, pay less than $34,000 a year. Susan Smith with the Poor People's Campaign in Columbus says those in service jobs can't work from home. And if they don't go to work because of coronavirus, they don't get paid.
If it becomes a pandemic, I think a lot of people will have their eyes opened as to the condition of a vast number of people in our country who are living below the poverty line.
And if schools are shut down, not only might parents be risking jobs to stay home with their kids, but those families who rely on free or reduced-priced breakfast and lunch won't get them. Hamler-Fugit says there is a provision in the SNAP program that can provide people with extra food stamp benefits to replace school-based meals in emergencies. But that's up to the federal government and the states.
Our food banks have anywhere from a 15 to a 30-day supply of food. So we are very concerned about what this means for the low-income families that we currently serve. Add to that potentially millions more that will end up losing jobs and be without pay, and the kind of stress and burden that's going to put not only on them but also our system.
And 744,000 Ohioans have no health insurance, including more than 41,000 kids. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.